And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, August 21st, 2013. It's the birthday of the boy who inspired his father to write the children's classic Winnie the Pooh, Christopher Robin Milne, born in London in 1920. His father, A.A. Milne, was an extremely prolific author who wrote plays, novels, mysteries, poetry, and essays, but it wasn't until after Christopher Robin was born that his father began to write for children. His father based the Winnie the Pooh books on Christopher's actual toys and games and the places where he played. His toys were later copied and manufactured in the millions by the Disney Corporation. After the boy grew up and owned a bookstore, parents would take their children to the counter of his shop to say hello to the real Christopher Robin. It's the birthday of poet X.J. Kennedy, born Joseph Charles Kennedy in Dover, New Jersey in 1929. He added an X to his name the first time he sent out a poem for publication because he had served in the Navy on the USS Joseph P. Kennedy and was tired of the association. The New Yorker published that poem, so he felt that the X had brought him luck, and he kept it. He originally wanted to be a cartoonist, but he had trouble drawing the same character twice, so he switched to poetry. At a time when most poets had given up rhyme and meter for free verse, he continued to write in traditional forms, and he specialized in humorous poems. He published several collections of poetry, but his biggest success came from the books he wrote for children. Kennedy said, "The tremendous fun of writing in rhyme is reeling in whatever it is you've caught and being surprised by it." And it's the birthday of Robert Stone, born in Brooklyn in 1937. In 1967, he published his first novel, Hall of Mirrors, about a broadcaster for a right-wing radio station in New Orleans. At the time, the Vietnam War was on everyone's mind, so he decided to go out and find out what was going on there. He got a job as a foreign correspondent to Saigon, but instead of focusing on the combat, he uncovered a vast illegal drug trade, which became the subject of his first major success, Dog Soldiers. He has since traveled the world to write novels about all kinds of places, from Central America to Jerusalem, in novels including A Flag for Sunrise, Outer Bridge Reach, and Children of Light. And here's a poem by Carol Ann Duffy entitled Virgil's Bees. Bless air's gift of sweetness, honey from the bees, inspired by clover, marigold, eucalyptus, thyme, the hundred perfumes of the wind. Bless the beekeeper who chooses for her hives a site near water, violet beds, no yew, no echo. Let the light lilt, leek, green or gold, pigment for queens, and joy be inexplicable but there, in harmony of willow herb and stream, of summer heat and breeze. Each bee's body at its brilliant flower, lover stunned, strumming on fragrance, smitten. For this, let gardens grow, where bee lines end, sighing in roses, saffron blooms, buddleia, where bees pray on their knees, sing, praise in pear trees, plum trees. Bees are the batteries of orchards, gardens, guard them. Virgil's Bees, a poem by Carol Ann Duffy from her collection, The Bees, published by Faber and Faber, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.